day 348 or December the 14th. Stop being a baby. Our thoughts today are from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. The letter to the Hebrews continues challenging its readers to find a better alternative. One by one, the Holy Spirit knocks down the apparently viable options, by logic as well as by the Spirit's help. The key to believing is maturing in the faith. This helps to resolve our doubts and dilemmas and makes us stand firm in the faith. Remember, God has given us a brain to use as well as faith to believe. And now, our action step for today. In his great paraphrased version of the Bible, which is called The Message, Eugene H. Peterson is so helpful with our verse today. He wraps it together with the two following verses and renders them like this. So come on, let's leave the preschool finger-painting exercises on Christ and get on with the grand work of art, grow up in Christ. The basic foundational truths are in place. Turning your back on salvation by self-help and turning in trust towards God. Baptismal instructions, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. God helping us, we'll stay true to all that. But there's so much more. Let's get on with it. It's all a matter of priorities, really. Are we simply going to cover the same old ground over and over again, or as a parody of that lovely old hymn Onward Christian Soldiers might put it, like a mighty tortoise moves the church of God, brothers, we are treading where we've always trod. And don't blame the church either, because the church is you and me. So are we going to grow up and move on now, or mark time for a while longer as the world wallows in its lostness? It seems to me that so many churches are filled with babies, it's no wonder adults don't want to join.